Welcome to another episode of Soul Searcher with Natalie Brown. This is your journey to spiritual enlightenment and soul alignment, and I'm so excited to share more of my wisdom, more of my love, and to lead and serve with love, and to be able to help you create the life that you absolutely love. Welcome, everybody. Yep, it looks like I'm live streaming. Amazing. So I'm trying something new today. And hopefully, you know, it works, but I'm so excited to be here for day two. For those of you that have joined me in the live training in day one, you know, and for those that haven't, if you haven't watched the live training yet, it is available on this page. I'll also download the training and put it into my Facebook group, my Facebook community, and then you can watch it there if you want to. Thank you for being here. If you're watching the live, welcome. And if you're watching the replay, please put hashtag replay so I can come back and comment on your little comments as well. Okay, wonderful. So yesterday we focused on what is blocking our intuition. You know, what was it? What were the blocks, or what are the blocks that is stopping us from accessing our intuition? We also focused on looking at what the power of our intuition actually means, or what it is. And it was really cool to dive into. And I feel like there were quite a few realizations that came through it for those people that were watching. Isn't that right, Sarita? Yeah. Amazing. So if you want to join us live still, I will quickly pop this link underneath in the comments. So let me just grab that link for you. And you can join us here on Zoom, or you can simply watch the live on here. So thank you for being here. I've just popped the link, the Zoom link, in the comments underneath this video. Okay. Hi. Oh, there's a few people joining us today, which is amazing. Okay. So let's just kind of reflect on, and I'd love for those of you that's live, and maybe when you're watching the replay, for you to share again, you know, after watching day one, what are your reflections? What is it? What were the aha moments that came through that training for you? And Sarita, I know that you're the only one live on here at the moment. So you're in the hot seat today. So do you want to share with us just quickly your reflections from yesterday's training? What really landed for you?
What was I thinking? Oh, just really the intricacies of intuition, and learning about what, you know, how it kind of manifests in our body, and what to look out for, you know, the little signs, and really what blocks your intuition. Because probably I'm often not really aware of those things. So actually to think that, yeah, those things that, you know, come in, whether it's family dramas or, you know, just all of the things that can block your intuition. Yeah, just what they are, and just having an awareness around that was actually really good. And great. just, you know, for me also, it's just another reminder that, you know, that's what we need to be doing. Just, you know, I talk about it a lot, but sometimes I don't follow my own advice. So it's actually really good to have that little reminder that, yes, and to trust yourself.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. We cannot navigate life and business without being really deeply attuned and tapped into our intuition and trusting our intuition. So as New Earth leaders, as visionaries, as way showers, as creatives, we are absolutely having to tap into the power of our intuition and know how to harness that power. So yes, there are many different things that block us. There are many different ways that we can block our own intuition. And this is the key, I feel, is to navigating and understanding how we can navigate the different blocks and the different things that come into our daily life that is absolutely part of life, right? It is part of life. It's part of business. It's part of learning how to navigate your business or your soul business, you know, whatever it is, or if you're working in a professional environment, even. It's very important to know what is your yes and know what is your no. Know when to do something, to take action towards something, or know when you are spending your energy fruitlessly, or when you are not actually applying your energy in a way that is helping you, that's supporting you, that's helping you to move forward in a way that is actually quite strategic, and also to move forward in a way that is also really helping you to stay connected to your divinity, to your soul work, to that which is, you know, guiding you on your path here as a human being. And that's where a lot of people kind of fall off the wagon, if I can call it that, where you feel that you are not able to bring that divinity and that humanness together. You can't merge the two. It feels difficult. And that's why this training is invaluable for you, because when you learn how to work with the power of your intuition, that is the key that helps you merge both of those parts, which are actually not separate. They are just simply two moving parts. That helps you to merge it seamlessly, begin to create effortlessly. You begin to move forward in a way where you are using the power within you, the guidance within you, that then brings clarity, more focus, you know, aligned action. You are taking aligned action through your intuition. You're not just willy-nillying making decisions that is making you spend money where you shouldn't be spending money, right? Making you enter situations where you feel uncomfortable, where you feel like I shouldn't have been here and now I'm here and I don't want to be here. And so it just makes you feel uncomfortable. Okay. So it's also helping you to really carve a new path where the path that you carve in your life is deeply aligned. It feels deeply aligned with your truth. It's of authenticity. There's strategies in place that you have put in place in order for you, strategies, practices, techniques, whether those spiritual practices, whether they are embodiment practices, all of those things complement, you know, the path of your intuition. Okay, so let's today tune into and well, look into kind of where we can really begin to move from overwhelm and chaos and craziness and, you know, listening to the ego into more of an aligned state where we are listening to our intuition, where we are tapping into the power of our wisdom, okay, our soul wisdom, and also where we can begin to create and carve time out for ourselves in our daily life in order for us to, you know, feel that we are moving through life with more ease and more grace. Because when we're busy, and we talked about this yesterday, when family interrupts us and there's family drama and we don't have space, we don't have a sacred space or carve out time and space for ourselves, for our health. Okay, for our well-being, our mental, emotional, spiritual well-being, our physical well-being. That's when things start to become hard and we feel overwhelmed. So I know that you've heard this before, and I wish there was another word that we could use that is different than meditation. And perhaps that word is mindfulness or awareness. Now, when we begin to tap into our body messenger, whereas and we listen to our bodies, our soul speaks through our bodies through feelings, and we know that those feelings are real, they are true, or some of them need to be worked with, because when they, I always say, if there's pain in the body, it's saying, I need attention. Help, please. Come to that spot, that space. Give me attention. So it's about working with the feelings, the emotions that's moving through you, working with your body messenger in a way that you are taking aligned action towards releasing the anxiety, releasing the stress, coming into a more a peaceful or more harmonious state. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say is engage in mindfulness. What does that mean? It means engaging in activities like deep breathing. And our breath is a free tool for us to really come back to the present moment, to stop the overwhelm, to stop the drama, to stop the chaos. And our breath is an incredibly amazing tool to calm our nervous system. When our nervous system is in fight and flight, our bodies, our organs begin to work harder. Our bodies, our muscles are straining, and our bodies feel tight, and we begin to retract. Okay, that's just the human way. So instead of being in that way, when we're using mindfulness or awareness tools, and simply, this is something that I've been teaching for a long time, when we simply say to ourselves, when you're in that situation, feeling overwhelmed, and you're busy doing stuff, and life is too crazy, and the family is talking to you, say, stop. Just tell yourself, stop. And when you use that simple word and you actually take a breath and you stop, it brings you back to stillness. Okay? It quiets your mind, and all of a sudden, you become more in tune with your inner thoughts and feelings. And that's where the magic lies. You can then tap into, what is alive for you right now? Where am I not feeling aligned with what I'm doing now? Am I comfortable? Am I doing this because someone else is asking me to do this? Am I doing this because it feels right for me? Okay, it brings you back to your truth. It also brings you back to a state of where you are entering the void. Now, the void is that beautiful space where there is everything and nothing. It is a space of nothingness where it's a blank sheet of paper where we can begin to write our creations, desires, visions down, our goals, okay? And from that space, the seeds are planted to create, to bring it into action, to bring it into reality. Now, if we do not enter that space on a regular basis, we cannot access necessarily the seeds of creation that is wanting to come through us. That means creating a new offer, or perhaps creating an aligned offer, because there's you can create 10, 15 offers, but if they are not aligned, none of them's going to work. And when I say aligned with what your soul is guiding you towards, aligned with your frequency. Perhaps there's some inner work that needs to be done. And in that space of stillness, you access the emotions that are coming up for you in order to work with them. Now, if you do not have that stillness, create that stillness, how can you hear your inner thoughts? How can you connect with your inner feelings? And how can you then make better decisions? Perhaps in that space, it's simply there to be witnessed for the moment and let them move through you so that you can work with them. And this is why often a lot of leaders, leaders that are here to, that's got a big vision, that's here to create big change in this world, they often feel overwhelmed because they are not giving themselves the time and space to do the inner work, to be able to listen to the voice of their soul, okay? And to take aligned action once that has happened, to take action from that soul voice space, okay? So that's your first thing. awareness and creating or using mindfulness, okay, to create this stillness, this peace. I'd love for you to just do this little practice with me. Let's do this practice together. When you breathe, something happens in your body. Your vagus nerve gets activated, okay? Your neural pathways begin to change. Neural pathways are created. Your organs or your heart slows down, your heartbeat slows down. Your organs can function better. Your nervous system begins to recalibrate, which is exactly where we need to be because a nervous system that is an overwhelming fight and flight, can we do anything with that? No. Nervous system is the key component that allows the organs to function properly, right? The heart, of course, but the nervous system sends the messengers to the organs. Organ sends the messages to the nervous system, through the heart, through to the connective tissue, the blood, the whole functioning of the body. So it's all connected. Okay. So when we do this little practice together, and we're going to just take a deep breath in. And when I say breathe in. I would love for you to breathe in from your belly. Expand your chest. See if you can really draw the breath to expand across the whole body. And then close your eyes and just hold your breath for about 10 seconds and then breathe out. Okay, so we're going to do this together. So we're going to take a deep breath in, hold the breath for 10 seconds. And then we're going to breathe out. Okay. And then there's going to be stillness at the end. We're going to do two more after that. Okay. So let's begin now. Breathing in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Breathe out and just sit in stillness. Feel the sensations through your body. And begin to invite your nervous system to calm as you just continue breathing normally. You're not holding your breath after releasing the breath. We're going to do one more and then another one after that. So breathing in for breathing in, take a long deep breath in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Breathe out. Be still. One more deep breath in. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Breathe out. Be still. Breathe normally. Feel how quickly you can enter the void. Where three breaths allow you to enter a space of stillness, yet you are present. And how does your body feel now? Does it feel peaceful? Does it feel more aligned, perhaps, or more anchored, strong, grounded? Did you feel yourself go off very quickly into connection with your higher dimensional beingness, your multidimensionality? Did you feel yourself enter a space of nothingness and allness? Okay. That practice can be done anywhere, anywhere. To create some space for you. And all of a sudden, when you have that space, your mind begins to focus. The reason why we hold our breath at the top, actually, it creates this alchemy in your body to allow you to restore, reharmonize, recalibrate, okay, in a different way completely. There is enough oxygen in your body to sustain you. You've just taken a nice deep breath. That oxygen feeds your body whilst you're holding your breath. That oxygen feeds your cells and your body, your mind. You'll also feel more energized after doing that practice. You almost will feel like you've got being rejuvenated. Okay? Your energy begins to move because you're breathing and your breath moves the energy through your body up and down as well. So it's a very powerful practice, easy practice to do on a daily basis or wherever you are. You can be in the movies. You can be sitting in a space where you're holding space for other people and all of a sudden you feel overwhelmed. Come back to your center through that practice. Come back to the present moment through that practice. Is that helpful? Great. Okay. Amazing. Let's move on. Oops. Notice the subtle nudges. And we talked about this yesterday, the gut feeling. And I want to bring a practice here where you can really listen to your yes and your no. Or know when it's a full body yes and a full body no. Okay. So these little nudges that we get from our intuition, from our soul, from inner guidance, the wisdom of our bodies. Okay. When we're in situations and we feel like you might get an invitation, we talked about this yesterday, that you might get an invitation where you feel like, oh, I don't want to be there. I don't want to do it. Now, often there can be blocks around that as well. There could be self-limiting stories that you need to work on. There could be some inner work that needs to be done around, feeling comfortable in people's spaces or in people's space. There might be situations where there's a person there that you don't align with and you don't really want to be in their energy. And I feel as sensitives and empaths, and especially leaders in our field, right? We have to contain our energy, but we also have to know who we want to share that energy with. So to be able to tap into your yes and no is a powerful, powerful practice and technique where you feel a full body yes and feel a full body no. As I said to you yesterday in the training, in day one's training, I talked to you about what happens in my body, but it might be different for you. But usually the gut feel, it feels like almost like a punch. It feels like it is like a reminder that it's the true yes or the true no. Okay. When I don't want to do something that push my edges, and I'm going to say this, because I love teaching from my own experiences. When I don't want to do something that push my edges, my body begins to hurt. Okay? I have pain going up and down my arms, or I have pain going into my legs, and it's almost like my legs go like jelly. That is a sign for me that I need to do something, or perhaps it would be good for me to do something, but there is something that I need to work on, like there's some inner work, right, that needs to be done. So, when that happens, that breath practice that I just taught you is a very powerful practice to get out of fight and flight and begin to help your body relax, your nervous system relax, so that you can hear your yes and no. Because when you're in overwhelm and in fight and flight, you're not going to hear your body's yes and no, and you're not going to listen to your gut feeling. And I think we talked about it yesterday. You get that feeling, but you're not necessarily listening to it. Okay. So, in essence, what's happening, we are missing out on opportunities that's coming our way that's been sent by, through many different experiences or connections, meeting people. And we're missing out on life. We're missing out on experiences because of fear, because of anxiety, because of overwhelm, okay? Or not being willing or able, perhaps, at that moment to work on your own stuff. So the other thing is when there's a clear yes, okay? I spoke about this yesterday, I'll talk about it again. When there's a clear yes in your body, it almost feels like the universe has taken you and it's moving you forward. That's how I experience it. It feels exciting. It feels like a passion in you has been activated. There's a deep remembrance that's been activated in your cells. It feels like your whole body is tingling, perhaps. Often I get goosebumps. Every time I get goosebumps when it's a yes in my body. And it's this drive forward that makes me feel like I have to do it, that I want to do it, that there is an important reason why I have to do this. Okay. It also comes from a desire to do something. That desire, it comes from that desire to have something, to want something, to need something, to be something. Okay. And those experiences will come your way, those connections will come your way because you have that desire to be able to grow your business, to do more in your business, to take more aligned action, to deeply connect with yourself, where you can merge the humanness and the divinity, okay, as one. So your gut is a powerful guide, okay? And in order to trust it, you have to practice. Like I said yesterday, your intuition is like a muscle. You have to practice. And we can practice by doing small little things. For instance, next time you receive an invitation, I don't want you to just go, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Okay. I would love for you to just tune in for a moment and go, what is my yes? What is my no? And let your body messenger help you understand whether it is aligned with you in that moment or whether you're saying it because you don't want to let someone down. Are you saying yes because you're doing something because they expect you to do something? Okay. Is it aligned with your energy at that moment? Is it aligned with your highest and best and greatest good at that moment? Or are you doing it because it simply feels like if you do it, you'll make others happy? Okay. When you, I have a very strong yes and a very strong no. I know my yes and I know my no. Okay. But I've noticed that when I'm in overwhelm and when I'm feeling like I'm being pulled and pushed in many different directions, which is my own creation. We always create this ourselves, okay? And I'm allowing people's drama to, or the things that people are saying to me, like, oh, Nat, you need to do that. And oh, Nat, you need to do that. if I'm allowing it to permeate my truth bubble, my bubble of truth, or my boundaries, because it always, our yes and our no helps us to set clear boundaries. When we're working with our intuition, it is this powerful way of knowing what our boundaries are when we truly anchor in our yes and our no. So I'd love for you to try this as a practice. Next time you get an invitation, or next time something feels off, to really tune into your gut and listen to your body and feel, where is that punch? Does it have a punch, or do you get goosebumps? Do you get excited? For instance, you get invited to go to a festival, okay? And you're like, oh my gosh, I'd love to be at this festival, but there's a but attached to it. I can't afford it, okay? I can't afford it. I've got the kids. My husband's away, whatever the case might be, I don't have time, whatever the excuses are or the stories are that's attached to that. And I'd love for you to tune in and feel whether your soul wants you to be at that festival. Because when you connect with your soul, what happens is magic. Your soul then brings you the abundance, the opportunities, the experiences, the possibilities that allows you to go to that festival because you desire to do it. All right. But if you're going to sit in lack, if you're going to go, I don't have the money to do this. I don't have the money to sign up to this course. I don't have the money to, or I can't do this because I haven't got the time. You are creating that situation. Okay. You're shutting down your intuition. You're shutting down your yes. So tune in and truly feel. Connect with your soul. Breathe in. So you go into that void, into that stillness, and listen. What is it? Does it feel tingly? Does it feel exciting? Does it feel joyful? Does it feel like there might be something there for you that you can, learn from, grow through? Often we shut down our intuition for fear of not being good enough, for fear of not having, for fear of pleasing, or not for fear of pleasing, for over pleasing. And actually, that is a fear, because when we don't feel like we are doing something that other people might want us to do, we feel like we are not loved and liked. We feel like we are not seen or heard. We feel like we cannot connect. And what is the thing that we want to return back to is love and connection as human beings. Okay, so what better way to reconnect to ourselves is through our own breath, through our own bodies, through our own intuition, listening to that sacred voice. Okay. Another very, very powerful practice, and this is just practices that are incredibly grounding practices, is to be able to put pen to paper. There are so many thought processes that go through our brains, our bodies, our energy in milliseconds, split seconds. Okay. And often when we're in that void, we can access the information that we want to access. We can access our yes and our no. Okay. And then a very powerful practice is to grab your journal, and you can do guided writing, okay, where you are channeling or allowing the information that's coming through you in that void space, in that space of stillness, to be on paper and pen. Often when people are in meditation, they don't often remember or connect or can, connect exactly to what they've received, especially if you go very deep. Or very high, very quickly. If you're connecting to the high vibrational spaces, the higher realms very quickly. Okay. So, what I suggest is that you set the intention, you grab your journal, your pen, piece of paper, whatever it is, and you also write down what comes through you. Okay. What happens with this is when you read back what you have written, first of all, you've got a record. You can then make a plan, take concise and aligned action in order to activate that which has just come through you. And you can begin to recognize patterns where perhaps if you continue writing things where you feel emotions come up through your writing, through that which has been made visible or known to you through that void space and through your intuition. You can recognize the emotions that's coming up when you want to take greater action or perhaps grow your business onto a more onto a stage that more people can see you, can experience your frequency, or perhaps just putting yourself out there. Perhaps you have a great vision that you want to be on the global stage and you want to be seen by more people and you want to really help more people, right? When you begin to do it in this way, you can see where your biggest blocks lie. And you can then tune in and you can begin to work with those blocks and shadows. Okay. Now, often these blocks, I always say to my clients that our biggest block does not necessarily lie in our fear. It lies where our power lies. Now, the fear, the power is underneath the fear. So if we work with the fear, we release the power. Then more blocks come up because we've released our power. And we're like, holy moly, what do I do with this now? How do I bring this, what I know and what I have, into the world? Okay, that's where your intuition comes in. Okay, you've now activated your power. Let's move to the next step. How would you like to anchor this in? How would you like to create an offer that is now aligned with your power, with your wisdom, with your authentic way of delivering it? And how can you share that to the world now? Okay, through your containers. And it might be that you're a yoga teacher, that you're a healer, that you're a coach, a practitioner that want to now create these incredible offers, knowing that you've now activated or accessed that level of new level of power, new level of alignment, new level of frequency, so that you can begin to harness your intuition and your power for success. Now, success simply means that you feel that you've achieved what you've set out to do. Okay. You've achieved your desires. You've achieved the connections or some of the connections. You've made the connections. You are taking action towards that which you love doing. Perhaps you are creating beautiful spaces where you can bring people together, where they can heal, transform, connect, create, whatever it is. Okay, we have to have a container for our expressions, for our work, our soul to be felt, to be experienced in that way. And those people that want to work with us, they will come because we have done the inner work, we have accessed our power. And often, the biggest hurdle here is for people to show others what that power means and what it looks like. That power might mean that you're a divine channel for wisdom and that you're a teacher and you just simply know that things flow through you. When I was a little girl, I used to stand in front of the blackboard and I used to teach my brother and my parents, okay? And I would write these scientific formulas on the board, which I didn't know where they came from, but they made sense to me, but they didn't make sense to anyone else. And I would take really high concepts and begin to write words on the board to try and make or help people to make more sense of it. And that was really fun for me. So I realized when I got older that I've always been a teacher. However, to be able to take the teachings and the wisdom that we have within us, we have to be deeply connected to our intuition, our soul voice, in order for us to be able to share those teachings in a way that feels that people feel that they get it, okay? That people feel that it's something that they want to listen to. You know, I might be talking here for days, and none of what I'm saying might be landing for you, or all of it, or some of it might be landing for you. You might receive some amazing realizations from these teachings today. It depends on where you're at, what your level of frequency is. It depends on, you know, how much you want to grow. Are you going to take what I've taught you today and actually put it into action? Or are you just going to say, oh, this is another training, I'll just file that in file 13 and I'm not going to do anything about it right now. And then you forget about it. If you follow these teachings that come through me and that I share with you, your life will change. And I say that to my clients. If you follow the things that come through in the programs, and apply it, because it's not just about creating. Yes, we are creators. We have a soul voice that speaks through us. We follow that intuition, but you also have to take that action towards actually making it happen here in your reality. Okay. Another great way. So, just coming back to your yes and no, next time you receive an invitation or there is anything that comes across your field, perhaps you see a Facebook post, perhaps you see something coming across your field, tune in and ask, is this for me? Is this for me? Is this my truth? Will this be helpful for me right now to have this knowledge or to have this connection? What is there for me? And often, it might be a slow simmer. You might feel like maybe some small tingles. There might not be this excitement for you, but you still feel this real, like, I'm interested. I'm interested in going. Okay. That's your soul kind of awakening that wonder, that interest within you. Okay. So practice that. Another really cool, awesome way of, really connecting with your intuition is creative expression. This is something that can activate your work at such a great level. Art, creative expression, okay, painting, writing, music, making music, singing along to songs, okay, throwing paint at a canvas. That is so therapeutic. I've done that quite a few times. Incredibly therapeutic, throwing paint at a canvas. I love getting my fingers and my hands in the paint and expressing whatever is alive for me. I used to teach this in New Zealand. I haven't done that for a long time, but there is nothing more therapeutic and healing than expressing your emotions through creativity, through color, through whatever medium you choose to do. Making something and creating something is not just something that comes from, oh yeah, I feel like doing that. There's a desire behind it to be able to tap into your creativeness, your creatorness, okay? Even if there's a word like that. So the more you tap into and make space for creativity, and Sarita, you will know all about this because you are a beautiful creative person, the more that also helps you to get out of your head into your heart, doesn't it? It helps you to connect with a different level of frequency where you get to tune in. What do I want to add to this? What do I want to put here? Oh, maybe I add something there. And it helps your mind work in a different way. And you get from overwhelm into a space of, oh, that was fun. Have some fun. Play with your intuition. And Spirit's just showing me how I create my codes. When I create the codes, the Centaur codes or the personal codes, all of these ideas come in. And it's about putting it together to make a beautiful creation, right? And I don't feel like as human beings, we often give ourselves time for this because the busyness of our day takes over. Okay, so creative expression is incredible to tap into the subconscious mind and access your deeper level of intuition. Through creative expression, you can truly tap into intuition. So I'm going to give you a practice that you can go do where you can tap into your intuition through creative expression. And it's simply taking a canvas or a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, choosing the colors that resonate with you in order for you to create something beautiful. That's the only intention that I want you to set out there. Create something beautiful. Okay? And then you begin to, you can use paintbrushes, you can use your fingers, you can use other mediums, you can use bits and pieces that you've got in your house to create something beautiful for you. I don't want you to, or the invitation is not for you to judge it. The invitation is for you to tap into that creative space, that space where everything is, everything knows, everything be. Okay. And when we then create space for that, then we can go into that space of void space. Okay. So to create something beautiful. The next task I'd love for you to do as an invitation is after you've done that, I'd love for you to go sit down and connect with your soul, connect with your inner voice, okay? And ask if I had to create the most beautiful offering that I can share with this world, the most beautiful, transformational, healing, creative offering that I can share that is aligned with my higher vision, my greater vision, what would that be? And I would love for you to just tap in, tune in, breathe deeply as you enter the void again, and then write down whatever comes through you. Who would you like to serve? Are they women? Are they men? Are they both? Are they children? Are they littlies? Are they teenagers? Are they older people, right? The elders, because they also need love and support. Who is it that you want to serve? When you've done that, then you tune in and you say, okay, the next thing, what am I doing? How am I serving? Am I healing? Am I creating, transformational retreats? What is the container that you want to create in order for you to be able to create your successes through that container? When you have a container, people can be poured into that container. Masculine holds, feminine creates and is poured into that container. This is very powerful. And then the next step for you is to think about how you can put that into action. What would you like to create? When would you like to do this? Book a date. Allow yourself to create a space or collaborate. Who would you like to collaborate with and co-create with? Is there a sister or a brother that you can bring in to collaborate with, right? And then the excitement begins to build. And the more the excitement builds, the more you begin to manifest this into being, into creation. And you've done that from a space of intuition, okay? You've done that from a space of soul. Isn't that beautiful? And that doesn't seem to be too hard, does it? The thing is, like I said, this training can be as amazing as you want it to be, but if you do not take any action towards implementing what I teach, nothing will change in your life. Okay. So the next thing, we've got 10 more minutes. Practice your decision making. Small decisions that you trust, and small decisions where you receive almost small bits of validation through your own validation. Like, for instance, you can practice this very simple one. Whenever I go to any place, I always say, I'm going to have a parking. I know it, I believe it, and I know that there will be a parking. There might not be one straight away as I drive in, but I am patient and I know that my parking will be there. Now, that's a very, very small example, but you can begin to make small decisions in this way in order to create big energy. Okay. Every single time without clockwork, there is a parking for me. Okay. What I'd love for you to do is when you have created that offer, okay, make one small decision to put that offer out to the world. Through social media, through sharing it with a friend, or like I said, co-creating and collaborating with a friend, whatever it is, make one small decision and believe that it will happen, that it will work for you. All right? Trust your intuition, trust your guidance. So when Something beautiful comes from that decision. You will receive a message back saying, oh my gosh, look at what you've created. You'll feel a sense of achievement in yourself, and you begin to work that muscle of intuition. You begin to let it grow. You begin to grow confidence in your own abilities, and you allow yourself to move forward in a different way, trusting your own intuition. So this is how you practice decision making. Next time you make another decision, do I want to go and have a piece of cake with this person? Yes or no? Does it feel aligned? Yes or no? Okay. Our life is based on processes, processing emotions, and working with our energy field, constantly moving, shifting, recalibrating, turning the dial up or down, okay? And allowing ourselves to make decisions to bring forward change. If you are afraid of decision making, then change is going to be more difficult for you. Our intuition helps us to understand that change is constant. And when we make small incremental changes, then big things can happen from those changes. Another practice that you can do is spending time in nature. Now, this is a given, okay, for any person navigating this planet, this earth, we always have to connect back to nature, okay? And why? Because nature brings us back to harmony. It helps us to come into a space of stillness, recognize the beauty around us, and also help to harmonize and ground our energy. Super important. Okay. It also helps us to tap into our intuition more easily when we're in nature because there is stillness, there's peace. Sometimes there's not. Sometimes, if you find yourself in a park, then it might be busy. But find a space that is feeling aligned with you, that you can go and spend at least a couple of days a week or 3 times a week in that space. Okay. The practice of nature should be a regular practice. Okay. connecting with Mama Nature, connecting with the elements, feeling the wind around you, feeling the warmth of the sun, connecting with the elements in your own body. You know, for those people that know me and that's done training with me, in my wizard program, we talk about connecting with the elements in your own body to be able to make decisions, to be able to move forward, to be able to harmonize your energy. And when we begin to work with nature, nature brings through wisdom that we've not been able to access before. Nature teaches us. The plants teach us, right? The wind teach us many different things, and it can be different for every single person. But if we're not spending time in nature, connected to nature, it doesn't create space for us to access that information necessarily, which comes through our intuition. The other things that we can use, and this is incredibly, especially for people that are that have visions or dreams, or do forecasting or anything like that, you know. You might have a dream, and that dream might be that you standing in front of 1,000 people and you are teaching them. And you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh my gosh, I had the most amazing dream. Okay. Tune into that dream. Tap into what is the message, the deeper message of that dream. If you're having a vision, tap into through your intuition, what is the deeper meaning of that vision? Often people get visions and they're like, oh, okay, that's happened. Not sure what I'm going to be doing with that. Let's just put that to the side. It happened, but I don't know what to do with it. Okay. There's things like this happening for a reason. The songs that come on the radio is there for a reason. The other day I was driving to Gympie and the perfect song came on at exactly the right time. And I was crying my eyes out because the message that came through the song was perfect. And it was all that I needed to hear. Okay, and it released something, it released emotions in my body that I was holding on to that I didn't even know I was holding on to. And when I created space for those emotions to move through me, it opened up my intuition again, okay, to be able to listen. So you might be driving and there might be a billboard, you might see angel numbers or 111-222-333-555, whatever it is, tune in to those messages. Tune into your body message and allow yourself to work with when you tune in. What does this mean for me? What am I to know about this? What am I not hearing? Is there something I can do better? Okay. So, and then the process of trusting yourself. Like I said, the more you work the muscle of intuition, the more confidence you build up. The more decisions you can make that is aligned with your intuition, and the more you begin to trust yourself. Okay. Now, remember making decisions that feel right for you. Always. Those are the key words. Self-confidence and belief in your intuition. This is key to harnessing its power effectively. Self-confidence. So, the more self-confidence you build, the more you trust yourself. The less validation from others you need, the less validation or the no validation maybe that you need from others. And you stop pleasing other people in a way that you're like, oh, I want to be seen, I want to be heard, I want to be like that person, I want to be good, I want to do this. And the more you're doing things out of your own authenticity, okay. Stay open to unexpected opportunities and synchronicities in your life. Sometimes the universe has a way of guiding us through seemingly random events that are actually aligned with our intuition and desires. So do not block yourself from having the most powerful, amazing, transformational, joyful experiences because you're in fear. Okay? Intuition is something that we need to learn how to harness because there's so much programming that we've got around us, okay, and within our energy field. There's so much bombardment from external forces and external influences, okay, like family and from social media and news and teachers and guides. Now, I'm not saying that. Don't follow guides, teachers, mentors. Don't listen to what your parents or your husband or your wife have to say, okay? Make space for them to be heard as well in acceptance. However, still make your own choices around that, all right? It's a skill that needs to be developed and practiced, and it requires you to do these practices on a daily basis to fit in with your life, okay? To have fun with it, explore, experience, create, okay? Because then you will discover and harness the power of your intuition for success. Because this is not just business success we're talking about, it is personal and business success. And it becomes powerful when you truly begin to feel that you are in momentum, that you are flowing, when you feel that the decisions you are making are moving you forward in a way that is like it feels like you are just drifting down a river, okay? And everything else feels like it's just there and it's not noisy and it's not crazy. It just feels like you are drifting down that river on your Lilo and life is happening for you, okay? So, my loves, there was a lot of information in that training. I hope it was very valuable to you. Sarita, would you like to share maybe an aha moment that came through for you through that?
Oh, there was a
Okay.
lot.
So
Thanks, Nat. Yeah.
welcome.
Just all the different little things that you can do, like do, all the things that you can do to help yourself. So things that you think about doing that you don't necessarily do. I like the idea of the guided writing. That is intriguing for me. I don't tend to journal much, but I feel like that's something that I can definitely develop. I already do a lot of my creative expression, as you said. The decision making, yeah, that's something that would be good to develop more for sure. Just all of the things, really. It's a skill, right? That to learn to trust your intuition and to develop it and then to harness it and use it going forward. So, yeah, thanks for all of that.
You're so welcome. And it's not going to do it by itself. Yes, it's there, but I always say that it's like having a treasure chest packed full of amazing treasures, right? And our intuition is guiding us to pick those treasures. Each of those treasures have a specific meaning and reason, and it can be applied to our life in a certain way. But if we're not listening to our intuition, we cannot access that treasure ch chest that we have. Okay, we don't even know that there's a treasure chest. So often people don't even know that, and so we become disconnected from ourselves. We think that we are not creators. We think that we are not. Things are not possible for us. And this is really where people, take a back seat. And I know for a fact that your soul has called you here for a reason. Each and every one of you that's watching this, your soul has called you here for a reason. You chose to come here because you have something great to do here. Now, that greatness might mean that you have come here as a mother to be able to be a mother to your children and guide these amazing, beautiful children that we're birthing into being to be leaders. Okay. You might have come here to also teach, to be a leader, to as a way shower for people, a lighthouse for people, right? Whatever it is, if you're here to express yourself through baking a cake, if you're here to express yourself through teaching, the way that I express my wisdom is through teaching and through healing and through transformation, right? And there's power that lies in that when we fully accept that, oh my gosh, we've got something to share and it is worth it, it's valuable. And people, no matter how many people see it, no matter how many people, there might be one or two people that see this teaching or this training today. If it can bring change in one person's life, then I'm happy. Okay. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. I really appreciate you and love you. And that's it. So that's day two training. If you haven't watched day one, please feel free to do so. And please comment below. What are your aha moments on this live video? What are your aha moments or on the replay? What will you implement? What are the small changes that you want to implement from today? Okay, because it's not just about watching this training, it's also being held accountable. So if you write down in the comments on the live, what are the small changes, one small change that you want to implement today? Right underneath in the comments, that's holding you accountable in a way where you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I want to do this. All right, thank you, Sarita, for being here with me. It's been so
Thank you.
lovely.
Oh,
Until
fabulous.
we speak again, much love to you all. Bye. Bye.